This is a guy who's got to be really, really, really happy about a brand new facility for your basketball team. For a long time, you've been playing across the street, and it's high time you got something nice like this to play in.
Yeah, I think when, well, we had a lot of people here today, but when people come back tonight or come later on in the week for a volleyball game or basketball games in the winter, I think they're just going to be amazed at what we've created here. It's absolutely beautiful. It's you know, it's a collegiate athletic facility. Our volleyball team's loving it. The basketball teams are going to love it. And you know, I said earlier today, even baseball and softball, you know, they can long toss now. You know, that seems like a simple thing, but we couldn't do that in the other gym. You know, it's going to be really special for the kids.
Actually, that you mentioned that, you can put a batting cage in there because I've seen it done before. We've had radio station events where we've had one in there. Kind of on a selfish note too, it's a nice recruiting piece for you now too.
Yeah, it sure is. I've joked for a couple months now that when we bring kids on campus now, we can take them to the gym first rather than last. And I joke, but there's a little bit of truth to that. You know, we really quickly glossed over the gym in previous tours, but now, you know, this will be the focal point of the whole thing. So yeah, it's certainly going to help with that. You know, you know, winning helps with that too, but facilities don't hurt.
Tell me a little bit about the men's program and what you're looking for this year.
Sure, we've got a very young group, and people sometimes laugh at that. They go, "Well, you're community college; everyone's young." But we've got two returning players: Deshaun Kelly from Marysville and Briar Alexander from Imlay City. Both of them played last year. You know, in pretty much every ball game. In fact, I think they both played in every game, but didn't play significant roles. So you know, they'll be asked to do some different things. We did get a transfer from Mott and a transfer from Macomb, Andre Powell, who's got some local ties, played at Macomb last year and came up here to play with us this year. But everybody else is a true incoming 17 or 18 year old freshman, so there'll be some growing pains, but it's a pretty athletic bunch. So
and you know, I get the benefit of seeing your scores and knowing that this isn't you're not going to come to see an SC4 basketball game and watch teams sit on the ball and the final's going to be 38-36. There's some high scoring, high shooting basketball that you guys play.
Yeah, it is, and it's in a community college basketball is exciting, one, because there's a lot of points scored, but part of the reason there's a lot of points scored is there are not a lot of really big players. It's a guard-oriented game, and a lot of 5'11 to maybe 6'4 athletic players who all shoot the ball pretty well, and then, you know, of course, as athletes, attack the rim and so on. And there aren't those big guys, you know, taking up space in the middle. And you know, the reason there aren't is if somebody's 6'7" or larger, everybody in the country's recruiting those guys. So, you know, for a community college to get them, there's going to be probably a grade issue if they're here, you know. So I've always believed that's probably the biggest reason why it's up and down the floor. Now, shot clock and those kind of things certainly don't hurt, but yeah, it's an exciting brand of basketball. I mean, most games are in that 70-90 points for each team ballpark, and a lot of dunks and a lot of 3-point shooting, and it's pretty exciting stuff.
For you, because I see you out at a lot of ball games over the course of a high school basketball season. Is it easy to see the player on the court that will fit with you? Like, it's like a guy that's a D1 prospect or a guy that's going to go play basketball at a larger college, they're kind of easy to spot on the court in a high school game. But the guy that can come to SC4 and compete at this level, is that player easy to spot?
No, not easy. It's you know, when you see some of the better teams in the state of Michigan, quite often their second or third player is somebody that, you know, we may be taking a shot at. Locally, it's going to be a team's best player. But even in those situations, you know, you've got to you've got to be able to project where they're going to be. Very few of them could walk on the court and play with us this instant. So you really, you know, like I say, the key is to figure out where they're going to be in 6 months, where they're going to be in 12 months, where they're going to. And it's not easy, but you know what? At the same time, I don't think it's easy for John Beilein and Tom Izzo to figure out the difference between someone who's going to be successful at Central Michigan versus someone that's going to be successful in the Big Ten. You know, you're splitting hairs all the time, and you just got to work through the process and figure it out.
Got to talk a little bit about the women's program, because it seems to me that there's been a lot of turnover at coach. But the results are the same. You've had three, four different coaches the last three, four different years, but you've also had really good success with the young ladies out on the court.
Yeah, we've had just an unbelievable run with our women's basketball program. You know, you go way back into the 90s, and we won the conference championship 7 years in a row. Part of that was Paul Jackson. Then he passed away, and Chris Huss took over, and he kept it going. And then Kerry Lohr took over from there and had good success through the early 2000s, and got the head coaching job at Wayne State University, which is pretty cool for our whole school that, you know, people are moving on. Mike Grulich made a terrific run for 2.5 years after that, and he went on to Eastern Michigan, and then Joel Weimer took it for a year and won a, you know, when I say a terrific run, Mike went to the national tournament 3 years in a row, and then Joel Weimer took over, won a conference championship, fell a game short of going to the national tournament, and he got hired away to Wayne State to be one of Kerry's assistants, and then last year, Akelia Edmondson took over, and didn't have quite as much success in the regular season, but we ended up at the national tournament again and finished eighth in the country. So and now we're coming full circle, and Chris Huss has taken back over. So it's really been a great run, but like you say, almost kind of improbable too. You know, with that much turnover, it's tough to keep any consistency, and yet they've done it. So kudos to all of those coaches.
That's some good recruiting, and it also shows that that this area has some talent as well.
Well, that certainly doesn't hurt. Our women's basketball is awfully good. You know, obviously Port Huron Northern right now is the standard bearer, but you know, for years it was St. Clair, and Sandusky I don't think has ever been bad. You know, Brown City's had their runs. Marysville's had a couple of nice runs in the past couple of years. So, yeah, our women's basketball in our area is really, really good.
We'll have to get Al DeMott his own statue made up there. Hey, Dale, thanks a lot. Continued success, and congratulations on a great new facility.
Thanks, Dennis. We're just really excited about it. I hope the community comes out, because this facility is just – it's awesome.